Tzitzit, number 10. Some of the tzitzis, which we're all familiar with. I just mentioned a few halachas which some people aren't so familiar with. They have a very interesting deal right now going on about the nature of the sheep that they make wool from, they make the tzitzis from out of. It seems that almost all the sheep in the world are made from a hybrid of sheep with, I think, a goat, in order to get rid of the alya. The alya is the fat tail of the sheep, because it's non-productive and it causes diseases and things like this. So it seems that they've made this new this hybrid, it's from making all the wool, almost all the wool in the world made from these type of sheep. So it became recently a big deal in the posting whether these are really called wool or not. If it's not called wool, so then the tzitzis that we have can only patra begi, which is mino. In other words, let's say it's some kind of, we'll call it goat hair. We won't call it wool. We'll call it goat hair, not sheep hair. So then, if you have a begi made of goat hair, you can patra. No, it wouldn't work on a cotton begi. You understand what I say? Wool will patra anything. Wool, patra silk, cotton, whatever you want. A wool tzitz will patra everything. But if it's some kind of hair, it's not called wool, let's say it's called sheep hair, it will patra only its own type, which is, since all the wool is made from these sheep, so therefore the begadim we're wearing are also from these strange sheep. So there's no problem with the tzitzis. But if you're wearing another type, like cotton, it's a behemoth problem. So I know Rav Chaim Greiner and B'nai Brak.
That would also mean the Shabbos right now as well.
Shabbos, yeah. Not wool, then there's no problem with shatness either. That's correct. That's a very nice thing. In any case, Chaim Greiner and B'nai Brak, I heard, and B'nai Brak informed them that the Stipe used to wear cotton and the Hasanish wear cotton. So almost everywhere in B'nai Brak wears cotton. It's much more comfortable, obviously, in the summer. Right. But I heard Chaim Greiner turn to wool when he heard this thing. So I spoke to my friend as a mumche in Tzitzis, what was doing with this, and he has no particular news on it. There's still a suffix that exists. There's not been hachron on the poskim what the nature of it is. Rabbi Sai. So this is an additional factor why it's advisable person to wear a wool begit. Of course, in the summer, as we know, it's not as comfortable. But I've been doing it for years. In Yerushalayim, it's bechesed. In Bnei Brak, outside of Yerushalayim, it's more difficult. In any case, it's an interesting development. I don't know what the outcome is going to be with it. There's not the hachron on the poskim yet. I'll try to keep in touch with the experts and find out what's going on with that deal. In any case. Basic mitzvahs you're probably familiar with. A wool begit, according to all opinions, is good. A cotton begit is machlokas, but I say the minhag is to be make with a cotton begit as well. Synthetic begadim, synthetic ones made of polyester, where you see these begadim which look like fishnets. Most people who hold a fishnet is not considered a begit. It has no function whatsoever as a begit. So therefore, however, synthetic is a machlokas by synthetic begadim, has a din of a begit or not, maybe polyester. Cotton is more comfortable than polyester. Is advisable, at least if you're going to not wear wool, to wear cotton. Polyester, I don't advise doing it. It's machlokes, so you can make a brach on polyester, begit or not. It's advisable to try to use cotton, or at least cotton, if not wool.
What about silk?
What?
What about silk?
Silk is fine. Silk is there's no problem. Silk is
the silk begit, you can actually make this sort of silk too?
What?
Use the silk begit, can you actually make this sort of silk?
If you have strings that are made with shema, they're made with shame, you can make them silk strings, no problem. So that type of begit, no problem with that at all. The strings
armor?
Are basically what string? What?
How about a four-cornered armor coat, like for a medieval? Armor or gold, there's some sort of.
Right, metal. No, metal is not considered begit, Bruce. It's never been a begit. It's been a cleat, not a begit.
But leather?
What?
Leather wood?
Leather is a. Yeah, leather does have been a begit, if I remember correctly. One second. I think the machlok is about leather. What is dinu begit now? There's a silver shulchan aruch about a begit with leather corners and leather begit with cotton corners, wool corners. I don't remember exactly what the halach is. I haven't heard the halach of mice yet on four kind of regatim. But say, the famous shayla with four kind of regatim is the frocks. You know, the rabbis' frocks that they wear, Rosh Hashivas wear. They have on the back. They have two corners in the back, two corners in the front. The split robe of the begit is split up. You know, with the two buttons in the back, split up robe. So if you ever notice, Rabbi Sai, the right hand corner is rounded. For that reason, this is not a frock. It's not the. What's this over here? No, this is not. It's only, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva frocks, so it's split all the way up, half a row, so they have four corners for the chayvin tzitzis, and for that reason you'll find two aces that they do. One is to make a round corner, so you only have three corners, so it's potter. Or the other ace is they sew up part of the split, so it's less than row open, less than the majority is open, and then it's potter and tzitzis. There's a child everybody said about, interesting child about, you sleep with a sheet, has four corners on it, why isn't it chayvin tzitzis? So some people round their blankets, their wool blankets, they round the blankets, around the sheets, and make sure it's not a... The answer basically is that it's not... The Vilna Gaon says it has to be shtayim lefanu shtayim me'achrav, or actually the Shulchan Aruch says, you wear two in front, two in back in a sheet, you don't wear two in front and two in back. For that reason, if you put a towel over you, a towel is not necessarily beged, it's not necessarily beged, but the person would normally wear, a towel is also part from the tzitzit for that reason. Some of the other interesting shayos we have, a scarf is part because it's not a shear, but if it's a wide scarf, then it can be a chayvin tzitzit. The conservative wear these things around these prayer shawls. Yeah, right, these things around the neck. Usually it's b'derech ha'as potter because it doesn't have a shear. If it does have a shear, then it'd be a shayla, then it could be a shayla. The shear is either 3/4 of an amma, which comes out, let's see, the most 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma in front, which come out to either 3/4 of 60, which is 48, or 3/4 of 50, which it comes out to about 33 centimeters wide, or 48 centimeters wide. There's opinions in that. Not so big. It's possible these prayer shawls could have a, according to one opinion, at least. Generally speaking, if you're trying to make an amma by an amma, amma in front, which is 60, by 60 shiur hazanish, the chatkila, we should try to do that, at least 48 by 48 front, 48 by 48 in the back, centimeters we're talking about. Okay, that's a small beggar. Okay, those are the main charges. Oh, what should you buy? What kind of strings should you buy? Look at the buy a Boris Yad. Things that are made, strings are made of Boris Yad. They're not very expensive, about 20 shekels. Not expensive at all. It's advisable to get the thick ones. Boris Yad for the Tal's Gadol. They have thin ones and they have thick ones. Thick ones hold up much, much longer. They look a little bit nicer. And they hold up much longer. You pay an extra, I don't know, 7 or 8 shekels for them, whatever it's not. Very small amount of money. It's worth it. There are tzitzis that are expensive called Nipas Nishma, which is combed out by hand, which is the heater mitzvah, but it's not mikra din. Those are expensive. I think they're about 70 shekels for the big ones, and 60 shekels for the small ones. It's a heater, but mikra din, you don't need it. The main thing you should have about it's yarbo say. Machine made tzitzis, not advisable to use. For a child, you can use them, but for an adult, it's not advisable to use them. The difference in prices is, you know, I don't know, very small amount of money. Like I said, a Boris Yad you can get for about 20 shekels, and the machine ones were 5 shekels. For 15 shekels, from Mitzvah D'oraisa, it's worth it, everybody saying, for sure.
Okay. Is
that the
length that
Sitzis has to be? Pardon me? This has to be Lechatchila 12 Agudim, which comes out either 24 centimeters altogether, including the knot from top to bottom, or 30 centimeters according to the Chaznish, which is a little longer, 12 inches.
From the top of the first knot.
For the first knot to the end, right, Lechatchila. Once you make them that size, they get cut off. So if you have coming out of the knot 5 centimeters, 2 inches, that's enough to be considered tzitzis. Right, if it gets broken off. If it gets broken off less than that, then you have a damage break. One string breaks, it's kosher. Two string breaks, it becomes a shayla. Three strings becomes more of a serious shayla. Once the string break off close to the top, then it becomes a serious shayla. You have to ask a rabbi. The dinim are numerous, I don't want to go into that. For this year, it's not kedai going all the prati because it's probably not time for it. But, as I say, if you're broken off, you have 2 inches left, all the strings are at least 2 inches left, it's still kosher. Okay? Not that much I can... And, of course, the Gemara says a very interesting thing, we'll sign with this, that even though it's not a chiyuv to wear a four-cornered beged, but if a person doesn't go out of his way to get a four-cornered beged and where it sits is, since it's an easy mitzvah to do, so the Gemara says that time where a person gets angry, he'll punish a person for not... Mekayim a mitzvah is easy to do like tzitzis. So even though it's not an obligation to wear it, but the sort of general rule by saying mitzvahs are hashkafa and mitzvahs that a person can easily do a mitzvah, he should do it. If he doesn't, Hashem, when it gets, so to speak, angry, wants to give punishments, means a din, then he'll punish him also for that. More menachas. Yeah, menachas, I think, Lamed Dalet. I have to check it out. I can tell you exactly what it is. Very famous from what
he
said.
The first
person with a tzitzit has been taken. What? Talking about the tzitzis, yeah. He was a beinu rishcha manchin Allah. Time of anger, Hashem punishes for a person can't, doesn't do a mitzvah he could easily do. Have a good day.